Professor Salim Abdul Karim, a virologist at the Nelson Mandela School of Medicine in Durban, South Africa, says there are currently three types of vaccines for mpox, but they are hard to obtain.
They aren't available. And if people are to start manufacturing it now, it'll take quite a while before doses will become available. The second is that they're very expensive. They sell for between $100 to $200 a dose, and you need to give everybody two doses. So that's a very expensive vaccine.
The mpox ailment, formerly known as monkeypox, due to its original discovery in monkeys in Denmark, was first discovered in humans in 1970 in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has become the epicenter of the current outbreak. Karim says mpox, which previously did not pose serious health concerns, has been mutating and the current strain is worrying, especially for Africa's younger population, which is more susceptible.
If left unchecked, we will see mpox spread quite rapidly. And the reason it will spread rapidly is because it's now sexually transmitted.
Since July, mpox cases have been detected in Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda and Uganda, as well as the DRC. Kenya has recorded two cases and hopes to receive vaccine doses as part of the international effort to stop transmission of the disease. Kenya's Ministry of Health officials, however, say they are worried about the global vaccine shortage. Dr. Patrick Amoth is the Director General for Health.
Africa requires 10 million doses. What could be available up to the end of the year is 2 million doses. If Bavarian Nordic, the manufacturer of the vaccine, repurposes its manufacturing capacity to stop manufacturing or scale down on manufacture of the other vaccines and prioritize manufacture of mpox vaccine. So in terms of priority, of course, it will be the number of cases that each and every county gets. So for now, we cannot even be able to start talking about vaccination if you have only recorded two cases of the disease.
Amoth says there is no cause for alarm as the country has put in place measures to deal with the outbreak of the disease.
We have heightened our coordination through the operationalization of the Public Health Emergency Operations Center. We have formed rapid response teams to be able to support counties in terms of contact tracing and other logistics required, including case management.
Karim says he is challenging African countries to move towards developing their own vaccines locally.
It's not rocket science. It just needs the investments to be made to do that.
As the wait for vaccines continues, health experts say testing, contact tracing, and public education are the best strategy in dealing with the outbreak in Africa, at least for now. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.